And as we've heard, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott is in Beijing with other APEC leaders, but he's expected to attend a special Remembrance Day event ahead of the official talks. Here, the Australian War Memorial will be the focus of the nation's remembrance of Australia's war dead today. Dr. Brendan Nelson is its director.
Good morning, Chris.
Brendan Nelson, we've just heard from the father of Private Scott Palmer, who died in Afghanistan. Will many of the families of veterans of recent conflicts be at the War Memorial today?
Well, there will be quite a number here today, Chris. At last night's daily last post ceremony at 5 o'clock, we had about 8 or 9 families of those who've been lost in Afghanistan, and I would expect there will be more, not only from Afghanistan, but from conflicts from the Second World War through Korea, Vietnam and other conflicts.
Now, today marks the end of hostilities in the Great War. Can you give us a sense of the scale of Australia's First World War losses?
Well, Australia was a population in 1914 of 4.5 million people. We had 1 million men who were of an age that could volunteer. 417,000 did. We sent 330,000 overseas, and 4 years later, almost 62,000 were dead. Another 60,000 died within 10 years of returning to Australia from the 155,000 that were wounded. The depth of the wounds that were inflicted on our society were enormous and beyond our modern comprehension, infused nonetheless with great pride at what had been achieved, particularly under the leadership of John Monash in 1918.
And there are those, of course, who say that people should see the carnage of the First World War as a waste of 60,000 Australian lives in that conflict. Do you see it that way?
Well, I most certainly don't. Of course, a number of these battles were tragic. They were misguided. They were many of the Fromelles, of course, in one single day, 5,500 Australian casualties. But if, for example, Britain had simply allowed Germany to control all of continental Europe, that Britain's commitment to the neutrality of Belgium had not been worth the paper it had been written on, we would live in quite a different world today. The other thing that I think is important, and I know others will disagree with it, is that over a generation and a half in the late 19th century, our forebears debated vigorously whether we should become a nation, and we did. In 1901, the legal architecture of the nation was born. But beyond this nation's very rich Indigenous history, and then the arrival of the First Fleet and everything that would mean devastatingly for Indigenous Australians and the pioneers who joined them in the 19th century, it wasn't until this cataclysm that unfolded in 1914, the formation of the Australian Imperial Force, Australians coming into an Australian uniform from a nation that twice rejected conscription, of which we should be immensely proud, and the series of military battles that ensued, the deep divisions in Australia followed by the generation of mourning, nonetheless a very proud country, that we had our story. Every nation has its story, and this is our story. And today, I think it shouldn't be too much to ask every Australian to perhaps to just set the alarm on your phone for 10:59, and whatever you're doing at 11 o'clock, just stop for a moment and think. You know, we sing our national anthem regularly. You know, Australians all let us rejoice, for we are young and free. And just reflect on the fact that we are young and free in no small way because 102,700 Australians have given their lives in our uniform, in our name.
Now, the First World War galleries are being renovated. When will they reopen to the public?
They will be open to the public on the 1st of December, so in other words, just on 3 weeks. And all I can say is that Charles Bean, the founder of the Australian War Memorial in Pozieres in France in late July 1916, Australia had 23,000 casualties in 6 weeks. And Bean wrote in his diary, "Many a man lying out there at Pozieres and in the low scrub at Gallipoli with his poor tired senses barely working through the fever of his brain, has thought in his last moments, well, it's over. But in Australia, they'll be proud of this." And I can assure you, Chris, that Australians are going to be very proud of these First World War galleries.
Brendan Nelson, thank you.
Thank you.
And Dr. Brendan Nelson is the director of the Australian War Memorial.